Good evening, everyone. So again, Tuesday, the time for the meditation on mindfulness and listening the history of the Buddhism. So the last week of the Tuesday, we talk about the mind is very, very important, right? We need to take care of our mind because the mind is really everything. The mind is everything of us. Not only today, not only tomorrow, not only this week, not only this month, not only this year, but all the time, all our, not only this life, also it's very dependent how we take care, or how you could say, the next life is also very much dependent on how we take care of our mind. So therefore, mind is everything of the us. General, people complain, people happy, people sad, and people doing different things, and we are having different feelings. So some people, no matter how difficult life, still they are very fine. Looks like they are not much suffering. Some people have everything, but still they are suffering. I think because of the way to the handle of the our mind, you know. The mind, which if we can kind of handle well, then it brings everything possible, you know, everything positive, everything workable. Everything some kind of understandable. But if we kind of handle wrong way, looks like nothing goes well. Everything become is wrong. Wrong direction, wrong side, you know. It doesn't really kind of feel of the positiveness. So therefore, last Tuesday says that we should really need to take care of our mind if you want to so-called training of the enlightenment path or training of the happy life. There's nothing much really helping through the power, through the wealth, through the intellectual education and so on and so forth. You can clearly see the many rich people become suicide. Many powerful people can do very, very bad things. We can clearly see. And also many famous, like world famous of the singers or the dancers, and they're doing chaos things, using drugs, alcohols, and so so many kinds of things, and then become the crazy, or they kill themselves. It's many things happening because there's no really happiness from the fame. Because there's no really bring peace from the wealth, from the power. And if we doing wrong directions, and can be those become very harmful, you know, more famous and more worried, more powerful, more suffering, or more rich, more suffering. So therefore, one of the essential of the Buddha's teaching is live life simple. He says, live good, be life more simple. Because if you are very simple, we don't need to think many things. We don't have to really even think of many things. But become more rich, and then we have more things arising, which we never had before in our head. Become more famous, again, things, many things happen in our head. So therefore, all we need more peace, more calm, more happy. So therefore, the training of mind is very important. And today the topic here, what they say is, for all anxiety and fear and the pain in boundless quantities, limitless quantities of the pain, their source and wellspring is the mind itself. As he who spoke the truth declared. So it means Buddha says, you know, Buddha was, as I told, his symbol human beings. He used to become human beings. But the Buddha, he found the truth of the phenomena, you know, truth of the phenomena. It means that the where the exactly really arising all happy and suffering, all kind of phenomena, where they arising, he found that. So the main idea is that as long as your mind is not peace, no matter how we add different things, wealth, power, rich, all these are kind of extra. You know, when you make coffee or tea, then we need to put a lot of extra things there. You know, add milk, sugar, cream, salt, butter, whatever is add. But the add are not really one. You know, that those are not really tea, right? But we add. We eat and we call as tea, and we drink as tea. Similarities that in order to be happy, we need a lot of eat of food, cloth, house, car, many things. All these are the actually for just find peace of mind. So in order to that, we add too much things. Too much things. But if you really don't know what is the really mind, then no matter how much you add in order to find peace of mind. It doesn't really work. Because we really don't know the real mind, firstly. So this mind, if we don't know, then there is lot of hopes, fears, you know. And one fear kind of end, then another fear appear. Actually, because of the, we have too much expectations, right. Expectations, hopes, desires. Because we are very much rely on the object. Very much rely on the object. We think the real happiness, it comes from the out. So that's why we're looking to the some way to find the inner peace. So firstly, we have looked to the wrong directions. So therefore, I think the pain in boundless quantities, because the object is countless. So we look, or looking, we are looking into the object in order to find free of the pain. So if, as long as we look in the object to find free of the pain of our mind, never ever it won't be happened. Here they're talking about the boundless of quantity of the pain, fear, anxiety. So because why anxiety or this mind is not normal? Because we're looking out, we really follow the easy objects. You know, we don't want to let be any of the object. You know, we think everything we need it. That was our thinking. You know, if you go to the shop, the very desired people, they want to buy everything what they have. But do you think that can be really useful for you? You know, I think maybe not only one shop, but we want to buy all countries what they sell, you know. People say, you know, that's why there's so many shops, so many big shops. If we really go to the Prisma, I think too much, you know. If sometimes I go with our people and they want to look everything. I think it's too boring, you know. Normally what I do is what I want, I put in my head and try to go directly by that. But many people look around, you know. But thinks that the tailor is very small. But anyhow, actually, really, the things that we look out too much. So our mind, we don't much care. The really mind, if you really care of the real mind, may we don't need all kind of things. So therefore your eyes become more free. Your ears become more free. And that's why then your conceptions are more free. And because of that, then maybe can be your mind become more calm. So when mind become more calm, may possible you see something you never ever even thought of things may appear. But now our mind is occupied. There is no space to really appear anything because it covered of the all kind of dirty objects. So therefore, they're talking about why I'm saying they spoke the truth declared. That means the Buddha Shakyamuni, he says this. Source and well-being is the mind itself, as he who spoke the truth declared. So Buddha was, if he enjoyed with his consorts, his power, his wealth, his surroundings, countries, and so on and so forth, he would be still normal being. But he really kind of cut the link of the all the object, such position, wealthy, fame, and so on and so forth. And because of that, then he really founded the new things. Or his mind become more calm and clear. So because of that, there was something else appear we call boundless loving kindness towards our sentient beings. Genuine realizations of the truth of the phenomena. He obtained everlasting of the happiness or unconditional of the happiness. The unconditional of happiness meaning that maybe there's no example, but I give other way example, you know, condition of the happiness. People think when you have alcohol, that makes you happy. But that happy is maybe very short moment. Next day, your headache, right? You are headache. So your cloth is dirty, your body is shake and full of the pain. So conditioned happiness is like that. So unconditioned is totally different. It won't be changed. There's no side effects. And genuine, the real happiness, he found it. He found it that. So therefore he says that, oh, the such fear inside, in anxiety, as well as the pain, all these are mind itself means we looking, mind looks wrong direction. You know, wrong direction. Mind looks to the wrong direction. Or we did not care the mind. And because of that, it is happened. And then, here again, in Buddhism, we're talking about, as I mentioned, the six realms, the God realm, demigod realm, human realms, animal realms, hungry ghost realms, and hell realms. And here, then, they're talking about if we're born in the hell realms, there is, you know, the ground is hot, the totally kind of fire, and when you born there, right where, you know, the barbecue waiting for the chickens, you know. So when we born into that, and then the ready to BBQ, right? So Buddha discretion, all kind of things of the sufferings, which is really will appear if we are looking the wrong directions. So therefore here says, the next, the hellish instruments to torture living beings who invented them for such intent, who has forged this burning iron ground. The burning iron ground means that the way you can make barbecue. So similarity, the ground is become burning iron ground. That was description of the hell realm's ground, particularly hot hell realms. Whence you have all these demon women sprung, okay? Mosutte the chilishams. All are but the offspring of the sinful mind. Disenimba tivisons. So, in Buddhism we talk about habit tendencies. The habit tendencies means that, you know, for simple example is that if you are too upset in the day or angry or fighting in the daytime, then sometimes exactly that will happen in the dreams. That is also some kind of power of the habit tendencies. So if we are too good habit tendencies, such the really devotions to the Buddha Dhamma Sanghas, the Guru lineages, as well as also we have strongly compassionate to all sentient beings, and also care of the sentient beings, share of the, our loves to the sentient beings, and like that. So it appears in the dreams, you will receiving some blessings from the lineage masters, as well as Buddhas, and even in the dreams, we are very much engaged to the sentient beings, to really kind of helping and so on and so forth. So those are the kind of act or action of the habit tendencies. So if our mind just thinking of only ourselves and the selfishness, you know, we're building everything based on the selfishness, and because of that then we are fighting. Because you are not satisfied of the, your selfishness. And then because of this selfishness, and then we do all kind of desire things, anger things, and then so on and so forth. So, particularly if we have strong desire, and you become very, very stinginess, even 1 cent we don't want to let go. And these habit tendencies will appear the suffering of the hungry ghost realms. And then because of the strong selfishness, whatever someone says something, we cannot accept. So because of that, you always the hatred or angers, you know, the element of angers are producing in our mind. And the habit tendencies of that will appear actually in the hell realms. They're talking about here iron ground and whatever. And in iron ground is not only iron ground, but there is also appear cutting and chopping, and you know, all kind of the weapons are there. They are good virtues, good virtues. all these are the habit tendencies of the anger, habit tendencies of the anger, hatred. And you don't have to also really to change our life, actually. You know, if someone too angry, then can be it appear in this life also. Someone appear, you know, cutting our branches, arms and so on and so forth. So anyhow, all these kind of the sufferings they're talking about in the hell realms, hanged ghost realms, and so on and so forth, all these are just only appear because of the negative mind, the bad habit tendencies, which are built by the selfishness, stinginess, angry and hatred, desire. So as long as all these kind of conceptions are in our mind, the result will be not so good. So therefore, he says, all kind of the sufferings are the negative mind. Directly saying like that, the indirectly what we need to know is that if we change our way of thinking, or if we change the negative mind in positive, then the enlightenment is there. You know, enlightenment or boundless happiness, boundless compassionate, the genuine wisdom will be also on the mind of the virtue, the mind of the positive, the mind of the built by the selflessness or more really care. So I think it's the compassion, you know, the description of the compassion is actually we just appreciation of the what whoever around with us, that is the compassion. So because actually we are here, if we alone, we cannot be here today. If you alone, you know, if the selfishness is only thinking ourselves, right? If we alone here, I think you cannot be here. You know, we are here because of the so many people, so many circumstances, so many conditions. So we have to appreciate that. You know, if we think of, you know, why I'm here today, what kind of actually makes me be here, then there's thousands of different circumstances. One of those are not there, you won't be here. So therefore, we have to really kind of appreciation. We have to at least rejoicing. So that is compassion. Compassion is more knowing of the all circumstances. Understand? So if we know more about really all our circumstances around, I think naturally we have to think of them. We have to think of them. We have to really think positively. If you are here happy, you know. So anyway, so the all kind of the sufferings Buddha says, the negative mind. So it is very important to keep the positive mind. Keep the positive mind. Of course, it's not easy. And because that we used to have this negative mind, many lifetimes, like very strongly, and also the negative mind easily appear. You know, very little circumstances, it can easily appear. As well as also, there's a lot of circumstances to be easy to appear of the negative emotion or negative mind. So therefore, it's not easy. But once we have the negative emotions, at least we do understand that this is not good. It is not good. For the moment, it's also not good. But even for the future, will be even more worse. So therefore, important to kind of cut momentarily when they appear of the negative emotions. And then here, this the might sage has said throughout the triple world, therefore this is no greater pain than mind itself. This ain't but to be some throughout triple world. Okay. And then all those who fail to understand the secret of the mind, secret of the mind, the greatest of all things, although they wish for joy and sorrow's end, will wander to no purpose uselessly. What is fail to understand? Fail. Fail what?
Do you not understand?
Of the secret of mind. Right?
No.
Then the greatest of all things, although, okay. I think the symbol is simple things. The saying here is, if you do not understand of the mind situations, they talk about secret mind. It doesn't mean that something they hide, but the really situation of the mind. The situation of the mind is very secret for us because we don't understood that. So that's why they call secret mind. But if symbolically the saying here is, if we don't understand the situation of the mind, even if you wish to become free from suffering or obtain for the happiness, in order to that we do a lot of things, but those are the meaningless. As we mentioned, everyone doing something, you know, we are all busy here. Why? We wish to free from suffering and we wish to obtain happiness. Only because of that we are busy. But really, do you find these things happened? Do we? Maybe we are always some problems. Never ever change. Behavior is same, even worse. Knowledge is become something that's very stupid. So nothing really succeed, almost you can say. All idea of the every sentient beings, not only our here Buddhist people, for example, you know, every sentient beings, They are working day and night. And just only because of the free from suffering and obtain happiness. So the religions have different methods. Non-religion believers, they have different methods. The high people have different methods. The lower people or poor people have different methods. Those who have power ones, they have their methods. But every sentient being, if you really be close to them, everyone has different complaints. It means they are not satisfied. Right? The big families have big complaints. The small families have small complaints. And because of that, we don't understand of the secret of mind.
Then this one is interesting. And here says, therefore, the great Bodhisattva, the Shenzhen Deva, he was one of the very, very Bodhisattva, great Bodhisattva. I will take in hand, he says, and well protect this mind of mine. So well protect means the try to reduce the desires, reduce anger, reduce jealousy, reduce the pride, reduce ignorance. How we can reduce? And then we need to mindfulness. Firstly, you know what is good and what is bad. Of course, that is very important. So, the desire of the ourself, or built by the selfishness, the desire, is not good. It brings really problems. For example, so the mindfulness means that in Tibet word is temba. I think sometimes you call translator recalled. Or like unforgettable or something, you know. So like mindfulness is also, it means that if you don't forget or unforget or whatever, it means must be very present. You know, present. If our mind is present, then you don't forget. It is called recall. It is, you can call also mindfulness. So, I think this is very important. Really important. But it doesn't come by naturally. You need to do effort, the beginnings. This the mindfulness of the, you know, look at the situation of the mind. When the anger came, if we don't have the mindfulness or don't think or don't care, then we say bad words. We do bad actions. You are totally under this negative emotion of the anger. Your body is powered by the anger. Your speech is powered by the anger. So therefore, our behavior is totally changed, not normal. So the effect of the others is also unpleasant. Makes unpleasant. The result is just suffering. Not only ourselves, but also suffering of the where you angered. And also surrounding. you know, anger has different kind of atmospheres. And desire is same. So if we have the mindfulness, that means think this is anger. This has no good result. You know, the mind is the when the negative emotions are arising, it's like water boiling, you know, boiling. And sometimes when you cook the milks, then when they're boiling, it comes up, what you call English, the milk comes up from the pot. What you can call? What is English? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you know everyone?
Yeah, you can call it boiling. Just boiling.
But it's coming out from the pot. Means that...
Leaks.
Sorry?
Leaks.
That not from the bottom, but from the up. That means we call over control, right? So mind, the boiling of the negative emotions are coming from the somewhere in your inside, coming out. What do you say in English?
Leaking.
Oh, leaking. It has different atmosphere. So it thinks that at that moment, if you do even, you know, little kind of air, cool air, it become cool, calm down. If you put very little cold water, immediately going down. So similarity, the boiling of the negative emotion of the mind, when arising in your head, if you have the cool water of the mindfulness or awareness or careful, it will stop at least for a while and can be also go down very quickly. And then you have time to just take out from with pot, you know, from the what is called the stove. Or you have time for the off the stove. So then became normal. So these things you need experience. If you never ever have any experience to boil the milk, you will fail at that day. Even maybe many times you will fail until you find the real solution. So we are always failure. Oh, failing, right? Oh, I take example myself, okay? Of course, you are maybe, I cannot judge people, but anyway, what used to me are many disciplines.
Disciplines.
If I can't guide and discipline my mind. So mind is really important. Of course, general, you don't need to discipline. But when they doing something different than normal, then we need discipline. And that is one thing. Then other things, the good and the bad. First we need to know what is really good and bad. Why is good and bad?
Why this is bad? Because they bring something unpleasant to you or others. Then we call this bad. It brings something pleasant to you, yourself and others. We call good. So, you need to check what really brings bad to me and others. And that kind of mind we call bad behavior. So we have to understand that is something bad. So try to reduce. So anyway, as beginner practitioners, of course, we should not too much expectations. But firstly, maybe you learn what is good, what is bad. Why is good, why is bad? For examples. And then, when the bad movement of the mind came, first we need to recognize it. That is very important. Oh, this is bad. Normally we don't remember if this is bad or good. We have no time to think of actually what is good and what is bad at that moment. So therefore, we just blah, 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 blah. So, firstly, the beginners, when you are really happy, then try to do a little bit of meditation. And while you meditate, you should think of the good and bad. And think of the negative emotion. Why we call negative emotion? Or these things become, we need to more familiar. And then, today for example, if you have strong anger, you cannot do much, you know. You already done all whatever you the anger says you do. We already done everything. But once that gone, then your mind become, oh, I have done today wrong, right? You have done today wrong. And you could really think, okay, I couldn't stop. So I can't do, kind of handle. At least you do that. That is very good, already good. Maybe tomorrow again you will shouting. But again you think, okay, even today I cannot do. But you never give up, really. If you think that even 100 times you are failure, we should never give up. One day it will be. You know, I think in Buddhist practitioner we have this practice of the 5 million mentors, you know, the different bodhicitta, refuge, all this Vajrasattva. We need to do 100,000 each of this. Before I thought, why really we need 100,000? You know, why cannot it be 10,000, 20,000? But I think this again, million is very important. So, I mean, for us, you beginners, maybe you don't do anything, recitation of the mentors or anything. But you just try to think of your failures, 100,000. It's really, really helpful. We already done 100 millions. Maybe, but we didn't count and we didn't know now. But we really be mindfulnessly, you count how much you failure every day through the anger, desire, only two things. Okay, jealous, forget. So it will be really good mindfulness practice. You know, you don't be sad, I think. I think it's better don't be sad, but at least that You should accept that I failed today. You know, I done something. I failed. This is one method. It's good for you. Thank you very much. So maybe I think tomorrow is very important day of the Buddha, because Buddha has four major important day in year. One is Enlightenment Day, and one is the training of the wheel of the Dharma Day, and then one is the descending from the heaven. It is tomorrow. It means that actually when Buddha born, after 2 days his mother was passed away. And then his mother was passed away, but he reborn in the heaven. Then after Buddha become himself enlightenment, so he saw where his mother was born, and he saw the mother was born in hell, the heaven. So he went to heaven and stayed all summer. You know, normally the Buddha, the summer retreat is very important. 1 year there's no summer retreat of Buddha, because Buddha was not in the earth. He went to heaven with many of his disciples who able to join with him, who have the miracle powers. And then after summer finished, and he told all what necessary things to his mother. And then when he came down from the heaven, it came from the sky. The many of even human beings, ordinary human beings, they directly able to see him, you know, how he came from the sky to down. So they call descending days. And Tibet word, Laba Duchen, is tomorrow. So those days, if you do some virtue actions, it has more power of the accumulated merits. If we have more merits, then we can handle all our negative emotions more easily, because there's more power around. Not only tools, but there's also power. So therefore, then we need some prepare things tonight. So we stop here teaching, and then we can do dedicate from the our daily practice book, or not book but page. Deje seje ganje deje don zaba melanjen zan baza. Lame ye ye yandra jadava Dendra gonan drogan javai yo. I guess no questions. When you mean?
Tomorrow,
I think, is food. For what food? Eat or?
We are eating after the event.
Okay, that I really don't know now what was planned. So did you heard anything?
No.
Normally we have some teaching planners, but I think I don't hear anything. So I will be happy if I get food, but then I don't know how to people can bring or people can make. So I cannot really charge everything, you know. I think Yane was some kind of, has some responsibility, but still you need sleeping, right? So you and Yarko was, who are supposed to take care of a little bit the programs. Of course, there was. Tomorrow, why they don't need plane or what? Anyway, I think either if you have food, might be good, but even no food, also good. Because tomorrow is special day. We should not only think of eat, but we should think some. Practice, don't you think? But I will not go right away today, so I have to stay here to clean and some prepare.
So the program will be from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tomorrow. So if somebody wants to come, please come.
So I think we can also between some break anyway. It's nice to be anywhere from the 4, right?
Yeah.
4 o'clock.
And if you are coming, please register. I think there should be some kind of register form on our website.
Oh, yes, that was also.
And in the weekend, we will have the teachings starting from Friday evening and then Saturday and Sunday also.
Teaching and practice. What? Teaching and practice. It means. Some hours teaching and some hours practice.
Sorry, but I dropped my mandala.
Okay, very good, very good. Good. Oh, hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
So I bought some flowers, but flowers are there in the kitchen. Could you bring here? Yeah.
mean, sense, I kept it all.